systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Friday, February 26, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And my voice
is horrible.
Thank
and
you.
Nasally.
Thank
you're
you.
Congested and you're sick.
All
you
right.
are sick. You're sick.
Are you done?
No.
Episode 3.
You're sick. You have a stuffy nose and you're whiny and bitchy and cranky and your ears are clogged.
Thank you.
You are sick.
Yeah, I see that.
You are sick.
I feel that. Thank you. Mark your calendars. When was the last time I got sick?
I don't know.
You'll hear it on the
you
show.
Had,
it was a long fucking time ago. So
you've
I'm saying.
You had like an upset stomach and diarrhea.
No.
Yes, you have.
Well, no, I get cramps because you feed me
You're
cheese
like,
quesadillas.
Oh God, I ate so much.
You feed me cheese quesadillas right before I go to bed, so that shit sits in my stomach, and then it just fucking makes me shit my brains out.
That's funny, haha.
I should go see a chiropractor for it. Maybe they can help me out.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I think subluxations, if you get rid of those,
right.
you have like perfect health. It's amazing.
What's a subluxation?
It's amazing what they're doing. Well, I'm glad you asked, and I'll answer that in a minute. But thank you all so much for being with us. Pardon my voice.
Because germs don't make you sick, right?
No, germ theory is just a theory. Thank you.
It's not been proven.
Will you shut your fucking mouth?
How's it feel? You do this to me like every episode.
Oh my Christ. I have not drinking near enough cough syrup to deal with you right now. Episode 316. Thank you for being with us. TheGemHole.com/live is where you should be watching these. Make an account at Ustream.com. You can hang out in the chat.
Wait, 316? Unless you're...
What?
316? Isn't that like
that's
the
what
old
I
Stone
said.
Cold Steve Austin thing?
No, that's 420. What?
Remember Stone
no.
Cold Steve Austin?
That's John 316. For God so loved the world that he killed his son so that we can all open up churches and make tax-free money. John 316.
Danielle says it's true, Danny. Ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Nah.
But yeah, I don't... You guys listen to the show, you probably have never heard me sick before. I don't get sick. This is new to me. I've never been sick before.
Whatever.
I get sick maybe once every couple years, once a year, if I come into contact with someone that was sick. Like, I believe the last time I was sick was when Burger gave it to you, and then you tried to give it to me, but I fought it off.
Yeah,
I
you
only
were sick
caught
for like a little bit,
like a
not
day.
Even like a day.
Yeah, but now, yeah, I've been, my nose was completely fucking stuffed up the last night and the night before that.
And I've been taking care of you so good,
haven't
I?
You know what bugs me the most about this? I can't hear shit out of this year. My equilibrium's all fucked up. This year's just fine, but all day today, I'm driving around, and I probably look like a fucking retard because I'm sitting there going like this. Like trying to pop my ears. But and this one, like, it won't fucking pop, and my jaw is so sore from doing that. And it teases me, and I fucking hate it because it's
sorry.
Like, I'll pop for like 3 seconds, and then I'm like, oh, thank you, finally. And then I can't hear. I'm like, damn it. It drives you so fucking crazy. But I usually don't get sick on my own. If I do get sick, it's from somebody else that got me sick. And I believe this time the honor goes to my brother. Thank you.
Good job, Mark.
Fuck.
Well, I have been taking care of you, have I not?
Yeah, you've been wonderful.
I've
Thank
been
you.
Very sweet because
you
I do know how it feels.
Because
be
you're
sick.
All you're sick all the fucking time.
Have I been?
No, actually, lately you've been very well, and I appreciate that. But
ever
I have
since
a
my surgery, I've been very fucking healthy. If
I have
I get
a feeling
sick, it only lasts for like a day.
I have a feeling though you're gonna get this because you get anything.
No,
there
I
could be
don't
an AIDS
so,
patient
dude.
Just walk by you and brush your arm, and
no,
all
dude.
Of a sudden you're like, oh, my T cell count is low.
No, dude, the chick at work, she had the flu and she was out for like a week. And
Doug's
I had it for like a night, and that was
Doug.
It.
Doug says, it's those germs you got from your brother. Quit sucking them off. We know why your jaws is really sore. It's not why. No one was there. You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up.
I was there. I saw it. Anyway, but no, when I get sick lately, it's only been for like a day and then it's gone. So.
Well, that's good. Maybe your immune system is copying off of my immune system.
No, it's kicking ass because it doesn't have a tumor to try and kick out of my vagina. So it's like, hey, we can work on other shit now.
And by the way, can we keep the talking about things coming out of your vagina to a minimum this evening?
Just a tumor. Just Paul.
It didn't come out your vagina, though. It came out your belly button.
Yeah, true.
That would have been a sight to see. It would have been like, all right, push. It's crowning. Oh, I see it. It's a tumor.
Well, it didn't come out my belly button. It came out the bottom hole thingy.
Your asshole is what that's called.
In my gut. It came out of my gut, okay? They cut a hole in my gut and they pulled it out. Yay.
All right, well, let's get into something a little interesting here. I find this very, very interesting, perhaps a little uneasy, but...
Doug says, yeah, and next Matt's period will sync with Danny's.
That does happen. You don't know. Hey, you don't know.
I know, and I don't get, I've been keeping track of it.
I don't get periods, I get commas and exclamation points. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
That's a joke from somebody, isn't it? I think I've heard that. After I said it, I'm like, that sounded familiar.
I don't know, but that's pretty gay.
Anyway. If you will direct your attention to thejamhole.com, you will have seen the last couple sets of show notes I've written.
I can't talk about this.
Excuse my disgusting germ-infested face. I mean, my sublux face. Okay, so Wednesday, I'm driving around listening to QuackCast. Mark Crislip, QuackCast, awesome fucking podcast. He talks about, you know, debunking quackery, basically, and he woo... let's say, for instance, homeopathy, subluxation, speaking of chiropractor terms, acupuncture, all that shit. Like, he's a infectious disease expert, doctor, all that.
Uh-huh.
Crazy stuff. Smart guy. So, he was talking on his recent show that I had listened to. It wasn't one of his more recent ones, but it was, you know, the latest one I listened to about chiropractic subluxation. And you guys know me, like, 3 days a week we do the show, and then the odd days I do the show notes. And lately, ever since we changed the format, I write a little paragraph, or a 1,500-word research paper, and then about, you know, miscellaneous shit, just stuff that's bugging me, stuff I think about, just, it's like a blog. This is my journal, basically. Yeah. So, I write there. And then you have the bullet points, which if you listen to the episode while you're looking at that, you can kind of follow along right through the episode, because that's how I write them. So, I'm like, what should I write about today? I have no good ideas. Nothing is bugging me. Everything is A-okay. And I hear Dr. Crislip talking about chiropractic subluxation. So, I'm like, there we go. I've noticed in this valley that we have... a lot of wellness centers. If you have a wellness center in your town, it is generally a place that deals in homeopathy, homeopathic woo, stuff like that. So I'm like, there's a bunch of these places in town. I'll write about that.
Right.
So,
it's just like when we talked about that machine that they hooked up to.
The SCOEFX, the quantum healing machine.
Yeah.
It was just like that.
Exactly.
So I wrote a thing, the research paper. It was quick. When I do research for these show notes, it's very quick. I don't ever expect a board certified doctor is going to critique them at all. So I'm just like, here's a few facts. Here's my snarky, stupid comments.
Right.
Here's the show notes. Done. So I write this, and I'll give you a couple of quotes. Now, these are from the actual QuackWatch site on subluxations. Quote, chiropractic theory is rooted in the notions of Daniel David Palmer, a grocer and, quote, magnetic healer. Okay.
All right.
So far, so good. Who postulated that the basic cause of disease was... Am I loud? Because I can't hear anything out of this ear.
You're normal.
Am I cool? Is everything...
You're normal.
Can you hear me out of this ear?
No.
So, this guy, Daniel David Palmer, magnetic healer, a grocer, he said that the basic cause of disease was interference with the body's nerve supply. Approximately 100 years ago, he concluded that a subluxated vertebrae is the cause of 95% of all diseases. The other 5%, Not germs. Nay. What? The other 5% is caused by displaced joints other than those of the vertebral column. So you have 95% of the problems we face today in our bodies is caused by our vertebrae being subluxated.
And joints and the being other out of place and broken.
The other 5% of that that isn't caused by the vertebral subluxations is caused by displaced joints in the rest of the body.
So I have a broken nose, so I should be sick right now, huh?
No, but if you got your joints subluxated, that would go away. No, we're talking about not physical things like you got punched, so you have a bruise. We're talking about, oh, I don't know, colds and flus and cancer, AIDS, that
Isn't
kind
that
of thing.
Caused by germs and no, viruses?
The germ theory is just a theory. Keep that in mind.
But hasn't it been proven?
No. Yes, but no.
It has been
proven. But shut up. So
yes,
he proclaimed, that's Little Britain. You guys love Little Britain. Trust me. He proclaimed that subluxations interfered with the body's expression of, and I quote, innate intelligence, a.k.a. the soul, also known as the spirit or the spark of life. Or if you're a transformer, the all spark. Okay.
Okay.
And that controlled the healing process if you're a transformer.
All right.
He proposed to remedy the gamut of disease by manipulating or adjusting the problem areas. So then I write my snarky comments. I like to think we've come a long way since this guy's day, but then I go outside, never underestimate the ridiculousness of things you can trick people into believing, and if you're really good at it, you can even get them to pay you for your bullshit diagnosis and treatment. Okay, so I have another quote here. Now, this goes to say that there's studies that have been done. Say I go to a chiropractor. He says I'm subluxated here, here, and here. I go to a different chiropractor, and he will say I'm subluxated here, here, and here, totally different places than the first one said. So we have kind of differing opinions on...
Already contradicting from person to person
in a legit study. Right. So far, so good, right? So, yeah, you guys can read what I wrote, but basically, I kind of compared this to that some chiropractors say that you can see the subluxation on X-ray, some say you can't. It's never good to have differing views in the same field. It's like Keystone Light can't say that Pabst Blue Ribbon causes liver damage, but Keystone doesn't, you know, it's
right.
You can't say that because
you're
they
the
both
same
have
field,
they
dude.
Both have alcohol in it, right, which causes the damage. Okay,
right,
so
right.
We're clear on this, right? So far, so good.
Good.
Okay, so to sum up, we basically have this thing that makes you really sick, but it's not a germ of any kind, and you can and you cannot see it on X-rays, depending, of course, on how delusional you are. And then chiropractors also argue over how to find the subluxations and where they are located. And then I have another quote referring back to another article. In addition to seeing them on X-ray films, chiropractors say they can find them by A, feeling the spine with their hand, B, measuring skin temperature near the spine with an instrument, C, concluding that one of the patient's legs is functionally longer than the other, okay, D, studying the shadows produced by a device that projects a beam of light onto the patient's back, a device, I believe we call them flashlights or laser pointers. I'm not sure how wide of a beam you're using, but yeah, either or. Or E, weighing the patient on special scales, which is, I looked more into this, as you'll see, and what they do is you have 1 foot on one scale, one on the other, and if the weights don't equal each other, you have problems, basically, right?
Huh. So, okay.
Okay. I think I forgot to turn my phone off.
Maybe
I don't know where it's at, though.
Maybe it means that my right tit is bigger than my left tit, you
Perhaps.
Know?
If that is the case, then yes, you have subluxated vertebrae, and that's
in
why you're
boobies.
Sick all the time,
okay.
And that's why you had cancer. So, or F, detecting nerve irritation with a device. Undercover investigations in which many chiropractors have examined the same patient have found that the diagnosis and proposed treatments differed greatly from one practitioner to the other. And then, so, of course, my snarky comments. So now the subluxations are on the move, right? Up in my brain, causing aneurysms, down to my lungs for some emphysema, into the pancreas for a little cancer. Then, of course, back down to my dick to give me a good old case of erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
And I said, you know, maybe if the chiropractor thinks that they're getting set up, they should draw a little dot where they say the subluxation is and let all their chiropractor friends know that, yo, this is where it is. So you can all at least agree on one thing, and that's where it's at person to person. Because the other chiropractor will be like, oh, there's the dot. Here's where you're subluxated.
Oh, yay.
Okay? Okay. So, and of course, there have been a couple lawsuits. I linked to that. I linked to another QuackCast article. And to sum it up, I say, you know, if you realize after this, because everyone knows, everyone is either going to a chiropractor on the reg, on the regular, all the time, or okay, they know someone that is. Everybody. It's crazy. It's out of control.
I don't know anybody who, well, I guess you do.
So, I said that once you read all this research and you Google around for subluxation, scams, etc., read this article here I link, and then I said, if you realize after doing all this that you've been getting scammed, I want you to send me your chiropractor budget for the next year. Fair?
Fair.
That's fair. I mean, I informed you, and now you can pay me, you know?
Right.
That's how this works. So, Thursday, I'm doing my thing, and I go into a place, and a gentleman approaches me, and he says, hey. I'm like, howdy. He says to me,
oh, shit.
Are those hiccups?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm subluxated. Someone fix my
fucking
back.
Fucking A, dude. So he says to me, do you have a website? And I'm like, Hodges. No. But, and I'm like, you know, I stand 100% behind everything I write, whether it be for comedic satire or just me joking around or I'm actually serious. So I'm not going to write something that I'm going to be like, no, I didn't say that. That was my brother. You know, I'll fess up to it.
Back up.
Unless I think the person is cool and can handle this kind of humor, I generally keep it a point not to be like, here's my website. You should really go listen to it or read my blog or whatever. So, he said that. I'm like, yes, I do. He's like, what's it called? I'm like, the Jam Hole. He's like, so you wrote an article about chiropractic subluxation. I'm like, yeah, I did a quick little research. And he says to me, and this isn't word for word, I'm not quoting by any means, but the gist of it, you're not an expert. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, well, it's a stupid blog. I just found the first few things. Maybe Google was only bringing me one side of the story or whatever. I'm like, I didn't expect this, like I said, to get critiqued by a board certified subluxologist or whatever you want to call it, you know? So he starts explaining to me. He brings up Christopher Reeves. He's like, you know, he was really badly subluxated. I'm like, he fell off a horse and broke his neck. Is that there's nothing anyone could have done for that man. Okay.
Yeah,
let's be honest. And the funny thing is, after this happened, I go and I park somewhere and I start Googling around for other, chiropractors to see maybe I missed something, right? Fuck me. Maybe I'm human. Maybe I was in a hurry. It's just a quick thing for show notes. Like I said, it's no research paper like the next one.
You're double checking yourself.
I'm just checking.
Make sure that, you know, what you
said
is true.
And on three of the four or five websites I went to about pros of chiropractic, pros of subluxation, they all mention Christopher Reeves. Interesting. He was paralyzed because of subluxation. No, dude. He was paralyzed because his fucking neck got broken. Come on.
He fell and then broke his neck.
And then he's like, you're getting all your information from those QuackCast people. They've all been sued. They're quacks themselves, this and that. Basically saying they're not experts. They have no clue what they're talking about. Fair enough, because that is all I went to. I went strictly to QuackCast because that's where generally, if I'm writing something like this that I want it to be truthful, and I do my best for that, I go to where I trust. I've never seen them proven wrong. I've never had a bad instance where, like, say, the silver. What was that called? The colloidal silver.
Colloidal silver, yeah.
I didn't get a letter from the people selling it saying you were way off and those people they don't know what they're talking about. Because it was true, you know? So he makes me second guess myself, which of course I'm going to. He is an expert. He's the doctor, you know? This is your field, bro. This is your shit. So I go and check. And I'm like, okay. He tells me next time I need to know what I'm talking about before I go and spout off the mouth at some blog. I'm like, okay.
All right.
An hour later, a call is placed and a certain person's service was canceled. I get a text message that's like, whoa, what happened? We read your article. We didn't think it was that bad. What's going on? Like, what did you say to this guy? And I tell him, I'm like, yeah, I totally nothing. I asked him to help me explain this, you know,
tell me your side.
Show me the money. Show me the evidence.
Teach
me.
Show me.
Don't just, you know, slough me off like some punk kid that's, you know, you're going to go tattle on and get in trouble or whatever. Like,
if it's real,
educate
I'd like
me.
To know.
Yeah, for sure. And the only thing I could see getting called out about on this is because maybe I might be onto something, you know?
Maybe.
So, let's see here. And then I talked to him, and this is where the germ theory of disease. He's like, your body's immune system cures things. If you're subluxated, the impulses aren't getting to the brain, which means you're not curing yourself. And I'm like, but that's not the cause of the initial problems. And he's like, sure it is. Your body's filled with millions and millions of bacteria and viruses all the time. The only reason you don't walk around sick all the time is because of your immune system. When you're subluxated, your immune system isn't working. And I'm like, the germs actually cause disease, like germ theory.
Right, your germs and the and viruses then the body are breaking down your immune system.
Right, and then the body fights it off. And he's like, the germ theory of disease is just a theory. And at that point, I was like, whoa, dude, you just totally blew my mind, because the germ theory of a disease is a theory supported by factual scientific evidence with the scientific method leading to this evidence.
That's why we vaccinate children.
Right. No, that's bad, too. Okay. So, germ theory of disease, total bullshit.
In school, you have to have
the vaccines
or whatever.
Record,
that crap. I mean, dude, it's when you go to the doctor and they're like, oh, you have the flu. The flu is a virus. The virus has been going around.
Right.
It's like...
So, I dig around a little bit and I find an interesting quote that says, chiropractic is to science what Scientology is to religion. It is just as much a pseudoscience as Scientology is a pseudo-religion.
Oh, wait. Chester 55 is a really good point. If they're not germs, then why do antibiotics work?
Because they help subluxate. No, I have no idea.
Do
because
they push the
because it
back in
is
place?
True. That's why. Okay, so I'm like second-guessing myself now. He made it a point to try and get me in trouble. I tell, you know, the people I need to tell, and I'm like, this is what happened. They're like, you know, what did you write? And I'm like, this is what I wrote. I totally stand behind it. The only real vulgar part, which was me joking, I was like, you know, the next person that says the C word in my presence is getting bitch slapped. Because every day, everyone's always like, oh, I just got back from my chiropractor appointment, or I'm coming in late to work because I have a chiropractor appointment first thing in the morning.
My
so
mom used
I
to
make
go
a
to a
joke.
Chiropractor.
Hold on. So I make a joke, and I'm like, the next person that says this is getting bitch slapped. He takes that, of course, out of context, thinking I'm going around punching people or something, and I don't know, whatever.
See, my mom used to go to a chiropractor all the time, and my dad was like, you are wasting your money. Stop going. And then what drew the last straw for my dad was the fact that she took me in, and the guy popped my neck. My dad was like, that is my daughter.
Interesting, because there was a lady that had a stroke a while back from getting her neck popped wrong. It cut off the carotid, and she had a stroke. And now there's a big lawsuit. She is locked in, which means her eyes move, and that's it. Completely paralyzed.
Locked in syndrome. I've heard of that.
Interesting, huh? Okay, so now.
I broke my neck. I was a little kid.
I totally didn't mean for this to take this long, but I have to get through this.
This is a really good story, though.
Quit hiccuping, please.
I can't help it. I'm trying.
So fast forward to Thursday now. Okay. I second guess myself. I'm like, all right, I'm going to spend... How long did I end up spending doing research?
A couple hours.
About an hour at the least. Almost 2 hours.
You were up pretty fucking late.
Well, that was just doing the rest of the show notes. But okay, so...
I got home, you were doing it, I went to sleep, and I don't even remember when you got into bed. So,
So you can direct your attention to, of course, thejamhole.com and click episode 15 if you want to follow along here. The episode was called One Star. And it says, it was brought to my attention this morning that perhaps I am not an expert on the ancient healing art of chiropractic. Perhaps when I sat down to write the show notes, Google was only returning the results for half of the story. Perhaps I was just in a hurry, and seeing how these are notes for a comedy talk show, perhaps no one would really care about my insignificant scribblings. I didn't really plan on actual board-certified, life-saving, mystical healing chiropractors reading my silly little blog and taking offense at my lack of research. It would seem to me, before I dismiss something as a scam, I should take better care to find all the evidence I can. Sometimes it just isn't enough relying on your favorite board-certified doctors and skeptics. Sometimes you have to get your evidence straight from the source. Again, if I thought I was going to be critiqued by someone in the field, I would have spent a little more time on it. Perhaps I should just stick to doing my job and leave the mystical woo debunking to the professionals. But, of course, you know I can't help myself, so I took another hour or so out of my day to do some more research on the matter of chiropractic subluxations. The funny thing is, the more I search, the more it doesn't look good for the chiropractors. Of course, this is all open to change if they ever come up with some conclusive evidence that states otherwise, but so far, every single piece of literature I came across basically said what I had initially written and linked to in the Monday show notes. Sorry, there's just isn't any conclusive evidence that suggests this is a real thing. Kind of like God, right? Swanky wank. Anyways, you also have to understand I have absolutely no stake in this at all. I'm simply trying to find somewhat interesting things to write about 3 days a week, and this is just something I heard mentioned on another podcast by a very respectable doctor. I just so happened to notice that the town I live in has lots of this chiropractic, air quotes, healing going on, so I figured it was fair game. So again, I present to you my more in-depth findings on chiropractic subluxations. So, I found peer-reviewed articles. I found a review entitled, February 04. This is how far back I started.
Okay.
Journal of Manipulative Physiological Therapeutics entitled, Chiropractic Manipulation and Acute Neck Pain, A Review of the Evidence. And the quote is from Michael T. Haneline, DC, MPH, whatever that means. There has been scant investigative research into the treatment of acute neck pain with chiropractic manipulation. Consequently, more data are needed and appropriate studies should be initiated. So, no problem there. Perhaps they just haven't had enough time to collect the data they need to say one way or another. I mean, let's be serious. This art of healing has only been around for a little over 100 years. so, I give them more time. So, we fast forward to June of 08 and see if they've collected any more convincing evidence. Quote,
and
this is from Dr. Stephen Novella, MD, a host of Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. At present, there is no evidence-based indication for chiropractic neck manipulation. There are many claims made for this procedure that it can cure migraine or other headaches being the most common, but the evidence does not support such claims. Straight chiropractors, which are those who believe in the ideology that a magical life energy they call innate intelligence is necessary for health and that most or all diseases caused by the blockage of innate intelligence, which is exactly what I wrote on the Monday show notes.
Right.
So, they manipulate the spine, including the neck, in order to relieve imagined subluxations and free the flow in innate intelligence. This form of chiropractic is pure pseudoscience. End quote.
Wow.
So, interesting. So far, so good. So I write, nothing still. Huh. Trust me, it's not that I didn't look. It's just that there is no such thing. Like I said, if there's evidence, please explain it to me. I'm not an expert by any means. I'm just curious. Just in case you are still shaking your head, perhaps a little upset that you've wasted quite a bit of money trying to cure problems that most likely would have gone away on their own or with proper science-based medical attention, we jump to December of 09.
All right.
Quote, this is from Harriet Hall, MD.
Okay.
What's the evidence? In the 114 years since chiropractic began, the existence of chiropractic subluxations has never been objectively demonstrated. They've never been shown to cause interference with the nervous system. They've never been shown to cause disease. Critics of chiropractic have been pointing this out for decades, but now chiropractors themselves have come to the same conclusion. When chiropractors use spinal manipulation therapy for symptomatic relief of mechanical low back pain, they're employing an evidence-based method also used by physical therapists, doctors of osteopathy, that one, and others, when they do, quote, chiropractic adjustments to correct a, quote, subluxation for other conditions, especially for non-musculoskeletal conditions or, quote, health maintenance, they are employing a non-scientific belief system that is no longer viable. So, interesting, right?
Very.
Then I dig around some more, and I said, you know, you would think that with all these people paying for and practicing the way of the chiropractor, there would be some kind of solid evidence that says the subluxation can be objectively demonstrated as something that causes disease and interference with the nervous system. So far, nothing. Okay?
Nothing.
And they've had chances, right? 114
right.
years.
114
no studies?
Years.
Come on.
And if they don't have any proof yet, then I'm, or sorry, perhaps, I'm not going to jump to it.
Or perhaps there is a proof, but it's not the proof they liked. So they're just going to say, no, there's no proof. We have anecdotal evidence. We have a bunch of patients that come in day after day and say they're fine. But that's not scientific evidence.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's
that
not.
Does not hold up.
I can take a microscope and see a virus. I yes. cannot see a subluxation.
So then the last thing I found, I'm sorry this took so long, but the last thing I found is something called an epidemiological examination of the subluxation construct using Hill's criteria of causation. This was written by three, count them, three chiropractors and a PhD, okay? So this paper was written by four people, three of which are chiropractors, okay?
Okay.
Okay. They said in the article, which was published in the Journal of Chiropractic and Osteopathy, they conclude, quote, "There is a significant lack of evidence in the literature to fulfill Hill's criteria of causation as regards to chiropractic subluxation. No supportive evidence is found for the chiropractic subluxation being associated with any disease process or of creating suboptimal health conditions requiring intervention. Regardless of popular appeal, this leaves the subluxation construct in the realm of unsupported speculation. This lack of supportive evidence suggests the subluxation construct has no valid clinical applicability," quote.
Wow.
By three chiropractors and a doctor, an MD, a PhD. Okay?
Maybe that's someone who's not just out for
interesting.
Money.
So I wrote, I sure wouldn't want to encourage spending hundreds of dollars a month on a treatment based on unsupported speculation.
I mean, it's just like homeopathy or like that funky machine thing. They're like, oh, you have to believe in it to make it work. And, oh, it makes you feel better. It's nothing but a placebo effect, like you said before.
Yep.
I mean, it's just like a therapist. It's just like...
But placebo effects shouldn't cause $50-$60 a visit 3 times a week forever.
But they do,
they were doing adjustments on babies, dude.
That's ridiculous.
When they're born and shit. And even throughout, they're like, for the whole family, babies.
That's not good.
You don't
good.
Do that to
you don't
babies.
Pop babies' backs and stuff,
you don't pop
okay?
babies anything,
no.
dude. Come on.
That's ridiculous. That's so fucking horrible, dude. That's so, so fucked up.
And like I said, I have no claim in this whatsoever. The only thing that made me dig more is that he made me second guess myself.
Well, no, I would have thought the fact that he's sitting there saying that the germ
well,
theory is not
when
true.
He when that. He said that, I was like, okay, you're full of shit, but I'm going to go figure this out myself anyway because you went to school for this. Maybe I overlooked it. But, dude, I searched, and God knows, dude, I fucking searched. And all I could find was one after another that's like,
well, I mean,
there's no evidence.
How could he sit there and say that there's no such thing as the germ theory well, when he has absolutely no evidence towards this?
I don't know, thing. Because it's a money-making thing. Now, check this out. In my research, I found a place, it was like a message board, and there was a bunch of comments. One of them was from somebody that was going to chiropractor medical school, the school
oh,
they
wow.
go to. One of his classes, he was totally on board with this. He was like, uh-huh. I'm going to help people. I'm going to heal people. This is going to be great. The instructor comes in. He's like, all right, forget everything you know. Forget about how to help people. I'm going to teach you how to make money.
Oh,
and when
God.
He heard that, he fucking left. He left the school. He went and he's now an MD. He went and he's like, fuck
yeah.
that. I'm going to go become a real doctor.
That's some of his actual integrity.
The reason, after reading all of this, and I read through way more than I posted. Like I said, this ended up being with the notes themselves. So I don't know what just the chiropractic part. But with the notes themselves, about 1,500 words. Like, that's a research paper. You should publish that. But yeah. I found so much more shit like that. That was like, these guys are just do it for the money. If you take away the whole idea of chiropractic subluxation, all they are is a uncertified physical therapist. Because that stuff does work. But when you're saying this other shit, this subluxation shit, that's when you're scamming people, I believe.
Yeah.
Based on the research
I've
found.
Some chiropractic stuff is legitimate and does help. I mean, if you have a pinched nerve that's in between two bones and you need it fucking pulled out.
Right.
That helps,
like a pinched sciatic nerve, medicine.
Right, but if I have a pinched sciatic nerve, I will go to a chiropractor, and they will fucking.
You
pop
should
my
be
shit
going.
And that will go out.
You should be going to a physical therapist, but yeah, they do that same. They do the same stuff.
No, like I've pinched my sciatic nerve a few times, and I've gone to the doctor, and they're like, "Hey, you need to go here," and they pop it out, and then the bones release that nerve.
I had a doctor refer me to a chiropractor for my detox when I was hooked on pills
for
my
detox?
Withdrawals. Trigger point therapy. There's another one that we're going to maybe go after next. But yeah, this shit. He was doing this.
Like rubbing your neck kind
like that. Like, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
And he does that in a bunch of different places. And he's like, I remember this vividly. The first time I went in there, he's like, after I do all this manipulation and this trigger point stuff that he was, I guess, a pioneer in, whatever. He's like, don't be surprised if you feel high. It's the opiates being released from your system. And I'm like,
what?
You just totally told me that because I'm an addict and I'm going to come to you now to feel high. Do
right?
I look like a fucking jerk off? I mean, are you kidding
me? That's ridiculous.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God.
If I was a stoner, maybe it would have been like, okay, you're going to kind of feel like you're stoned after this. Like, you're fucking full of shit, bro. Come on.
Oh, my God, dude.
Come the fuck on. Let's be honest. I mean, shit, dude.
And Nolly's Undead says he was annoying you out of addiction.
Fucking A, dude.
I just can't believe that someone could actually say they don't believe in germs or viruses and the fact that...
I don't know.
Something that hasn't even been proven and there's no factual evidence to this at all is saying that it's completely real.
So basically, I sum it up
with... I guess it's just like Christianity.
Yeah, basically, it's called faith, dude. I have faith in subluxation.
I said, out of
hundreds of comments, some for, some against, there still lacks any kind of proof that this is nothing more than a ploy created by chiropractors to distinguish their business from the physical therapist. And then I have a quote from Harriet Hall that I end with, superstition never dies, particularly when it is essential to livelihood. End quote. So that's that. So today, check this motherfucking shit the fuck out, right?
I'm ready.
Today, I'm doing my thing. Doug says, I have faith in germs.
So this guy totally canceled his service from you because of this article.
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
Because I'm vulgar and I'm rude and I'm a dick or whatever. So I'm out and I do my thing and I finish up one section of my route today and I'm like, I gotta take a dump. Pretty decent sized dump, I'm not gonna lie. I go back to the old HQ and who's in the office but my friend. And I walk in, I'm like, hey, how's it going, man? He's like, good, hi, just the guy I was looking for or something. I'm like, huh. And I go, and I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, hey, I took your advice and I did more research. And I wrote another article, and I want you to check it out and, you know, see if I got it right this time. And I'm being totally serious. Like, I'm not being a smartass. This is me being serious. I don't know if I come off sounding like a jerk or whatever, but I was being serious. I'm like, you know, show me. If there's proof, people need to see
me.
It.
Yeah, right.
Because from what I found, everyone thinks it's bullshit. So show me some proof. He's like, I don't need to read any more of your vulgar drivel. And I'm like, okay. And he starts saying something. I forget what he said. I don't think I wrote it down. Hold on. Yeah, he's like, I don't care. I don't care what you wrote. And so I walk away from him. So I walk away, going into the bathroom to take my dump. And he's like, good, just walk away then. And I'm thinking, I didn't say this, and I should have. But I was thinking to myself, if you're not going to give a shit enough to read what I wrote, it's, I said, I told her, I was like, I wrote a research paper, dude. This isn't me, like, being a smart-ass dickhead.
I did research.
This would have gotten an A in school if I had to write a research paper on fucking chiropractic subluxation. So I'm like, if you're not going to take me seriously or give a shit, then why should I give a shit and listen to you? All you're going to do, we have customers in the office. All you're going to do is bitch at me. Uh-huh. So I walked away from him.
Right.
And I took my dump, and I guess he wasn't there when I got out, and he left. Then, this just keeps getting better. He won't let this go.
This is so great.
It's not great, though, because it's affecting my work, and that's the last thing I ever wanted to have happen. I don't want to have to write show notes thinking in the back of my head who's going to call and tattle on me for having an opinion on the internet.
Who's going to cancel your subscription to your water
I don't want to be the reason a bunch of people cancel because I have a smart-ass mouth and I do a fucking podcast that's mostly fucking comedy.
You're just lucky you are very in well with your boss.
Yeah, I am lucky that my boss is very understanding.
He's
writing a letter, allegedly, to all of the chiropractors in the valley saying to watch out for me or to cancel service or something. I don't know. Hopefully on Monday I'll have the letter because don't worry about how, but I will have a copy of the letter. We'll leave it at that. So, I don't know, man.
I can't believe it. Why did he go in?
There's the evidence. I have evidence. You don't. You have people that come in all the time, I guess, but that's anecdotal at best. Right. That is not scientific evidence.
He called and canceled his subscription and everything, but why did he go into the office?
To complain more. To try and get me fired. I don't know.
I can't believe that.
That would have been big trouble, little China.
Did your boss talk to you and tell you what he was talking about and stuff?
No, he never talked to him.
Who talked to him?
The girls.
Oh, the girls?
And they're like, he is angry. And I'm like, I'm glad you saw that, so now it's just not my word against his. You saw how he's acting. Like, I did not provoke this. I write my articles like I did all the time. And that wasn't even the worst of them. Look up the one about the homeopathy shit.
Look up ones about abortion.
Oh, God. Find the ones on religion. I talk way more shit about that. Fuck.
Just this one thing.
And dude, it's just an opinion. If you really think I'm a threat to your livelihood, maybe you should think about getting into a different fucking business.
Like,
you know,
actually going and becoming a real doctor.
Okay, so that's the part I forgot. So you guys may have noticed Doug says, is he a listener? No, he's not.
He might be now.
Well, yeah, he might be listening now. But so check this out. If you saw on thejamhole.com, under the comments for episode 314, which was named Tardy, the first comment by someone named Pariah, February 24th, he says, "What a great article. I would have never guessed that you were just a delivery boy. You're so erudite and informed. Keep reading those office pamphlets and using your spell checker. It shows." And I'm like, that's totally sarcastic. That's got to be. So I write, sarcasm. Do you have any kind of evidence for this? And that's what I said, you know, and so apparently that was a friend of his. He sends this guy the thing, and that's the morning I went in. He asked if I have a website. Wow. And I'm interested. I should have seen. I didn't want to lie, though, because I do. Fuck it, you know? Uh-huh. But I'm curious to see if he knew or if he was asking because he didn't know. Because whoever makes all these posts, their name is Matt, and the name on my fucking shirt is Matt, you know? So maybe he put one together and got 3.5. I don't know. So interesting, though. That's how it all happened. And
I can't believe that, though. So that I
still do have a job. Thank you.
Yes. You are very, very
lucky. Thanks. No thanks to you.
Yeah.
It's like the tattletale drivers. Right. I just got passed by a truck that had your name on it, and I called. Well, where was it? On the highway. I was doing 35, and that's plenty fast, and he passed me doing 70. What's the speed limit on the highway? 70, but it was going too fast. Like, people do that shit. Quit tattling. Mind your own fucking business. Fuck.
That sucks. Is that the first time that this has ever affected your job?
Yes. This is the first time.
Okay, people,
hold on, listen. This is the first time someone has canceled what I bring to them because of what I've written on my blog, on
my
site.
And that is straight up ridiculous. It's an opinion. It's not like
which
the water that
me
you're
to
bringing
think,
them is infected with your disbelief.
That's that's ridiculous. But it makes me think, like, why are you so mad about a blog post? Did you read some of the other shit that your people in your field are saying? And it's silly. And yeah, it was interesting. Like, so, why am I such a threat, dude?
Well, you know what I think needs to happen now? This needs to become our full-time job, so that way you don't have to worry about that anymore.
A chiropractor from Kalispell says, chiropractic is real. I just fixed the subluxations in my water, so I don't need your service anymore. Awesome. Thank you for that.
That was great.
Anyway, so that's that. That's what's been going on the last few days. Sorry that took so long. I really need you guys to know, like, I did the research and this is what it says, you know?
Yeah.
Google it, dude. Look it up. There is
that's
no
so
proof.
That's so rude that he just, like, said that he didn't care what you wrote. He literally
you did, though, because
you that
you
next
canceled.
Time you go to write something, do a little research. So you're like, okay.
So I did.
I'm going to do some fucking
and then you
research.
Don't care? Like, come on, dude. Check it out
I
at kinda least.
I
kind of
did this for you, douche. Come on.
I know. Fuck. So that's how it goes. You know, I was expecting this to happen eventually. I totally didn't expect. I was expecting it to be like one maybe. Like, I never say names and anything like that. I'm really careful about that because I'm not trying to make trouble. I'm just trying to get my opinion out and tell you what's going on, you know? And I've written things about specific places before. This was just a broad generalization, and he felt threatened by it. Like, we can't let this get out. Other people are going to find out that that we're bullshitting people.
Yeah.
You know? Like, really? Okay. Huh. That's flattering, but I don't know. So, yeah, sorry it took so long, but I had to get that out. I feel much better.
I'm glad.
What would Jam Hole do? Number 23, it's a little quick one.
Oh, I'm excited.
Would you give up internet for a world untainted by religion and or quackery?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Why the fuck not?
We wouldn't need it to complain anymore.
Because, honestly, without religion and without quackery, we would be so much more evolved. We would invent something way better than internet.
We would have telekinesis and shit.
We'd be so much further than we are now, dude. All that shit does is hold us back.
We'd be mind readers. We'd have a World Wide Web in our heads.
And I need to clarify this. I'm not stirring up, Red Fox says, tell them how you're stirring up trouble for chiropractors. I'm not talking shit to all chiropractors, just the ones. Some chiropractors are good, and they're totally not on this guy's side, believe it or not. It's the ones that are making a business off of all of this health, like, preventative shit by making up something called the subluxation and saying that if you have it, you will be sick all the time. And that the only way to stay healthy is by coming to us 3 days a week or once a week or once a month forever.
Yeah, there are
that's why I have a problem with.
There are chiropractors out there that do a good job and do
absolutely.
A valid service for.
And honestly,
people.
Most of them are called physical therapists, but that's just, you know, names, tomatoes, tomatoes,
either way,
whatever.
Though, I mean, they do have a profession, and some of them do it legitimately,
it's the
and
ones,
they don't hurt people.
Right, it's the ones that are scamming people like this that I have a problem with, and I don't even really give a shit. I'm not wasting my money. It was just something to fucking write about, dude. You took it to this next level, not me.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Oh, well.
That's how
fuck
it goes.
It.
Whatever.
So, anyway.
Anyway. So, check this shit out. On top of that.
What's up?
I go to another place today.
Okay.
One that purveys in fine homeopathic tinctures.
Oh, awesome.
The one with the quarter inch fucking audio jack that you hold on to. There, I pull up, right?
With the machine that's illegal?
Yes. No. Right. That not. No. This is the machine that is in a weird-looking leather briefcase, and I promise, if you lift it up, there's nothing under there, dude. And then the audio headphone jacks. Chiropractor from Kalispell says, ooh, I love these what would Jam Hole 2 questions.
They
smiley
are great.
Face.
I do like them.
All right, so what was I saying? Oh, so I pull up and I get out, and as soon as I open the door, I hear babies screaming.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, there's someone having babies in there. And I go in, And there's this lady holding this screaming baby while the guy is trying to get the baby to hold on to the quarter-inch audio jack. It was so funny.
Are you serious?
It was so funny.
Why don't you just grab the kid's hand with your hand and hold it?
The baby's crying like, no, get that fucking, whatever, what, you're supposed to plug that into an amplifier. What are you doing? Get it away from me.
Right?
You're wasting money on bullshit.
Oh my God. And if you're any smart, if you had any brains in your head, you would grab the kid's hand with your hand and hold the fucking thing.
Oh, that baby was pissed. It was screaming. It was so funny.
Oh my God.
And I'm just thinking to myself, and he's like, I see your baby has high sugar levels. Do you feed the baby sugar? And the mom's like, no, we never feed the baby sugar. And he doubles back and pulls out some other bullshit.
Oh my
God. It was so funny. I wanted it so bad. I wanted to be like, so what's in the box?
You should just one day be like, I'm really curious.
I can't, because he'll call in and be like, whatever, you know, I
you
fucking
should just
want
ask,
to.
Like,
I can't.
I'm really curious to see how this works. Could you show
if
me?
If you guys, I'm telling you, thejamhole.com, check out that Think Geek wish list. I have on there a pinhole DVR camera. Get it for me, and you will have.
I would
have,
much like one too.
Oh, we will debunk so much shit, dude. Oh, God.
I'll get a lot of money from my job.
And every time I go there, I hope that there's no one in there, because I want to be like, you know, hook me up. I want to see what's wrong with me, because I don't feel well lately. And just bullshit and see what happens.
Yeah.
You have subluxated vertebrae.
Yeah, he'll like tell you that. I'd be like, sir, you have a subluxated vertebrae. We're going to have to go ahead and recommend you to this chiropractor. Throat. Also, that's going to be $60 for this visit.
Yeah, dude.
And it's going to be like another $160 at the chiropractor.
Let me sell you some fucking diluted water now. Oh,
now let me sell you some silver shit.
All right, that was good. Oh, goodness gracious. Speaking about
okay?
fucking idiots, Jenny McCarthy is an idiot.
Yeah,
is
I
what
know.
This headline says.
Thank you, MDS. MDS sent that in to us.
Is that who sent that
yep.
in? Appreciate that. You can always send us articles, email info@thejamhole.com, of course, or the stumble. We haven't really been going through
it.
But if you email the stumble, I get those.
There was something wrong with it.
Because someone in some, there's a few people that I actually get cites to my email, and I check those out. So
well,
instead of just stumbling them to me, send them to me as a message or something.
I stopped going through it because on this computer, on the desktop.
Is this still doing the pop-up script
well,
thing?
Well, I stopped afterwards because I had it happen like 3 or 4 times. I'm just like, fine,
right,
fuck
right.
it. I don't want to get anything on this because then you bitch. And I'm like, it's not my
yeah,
fault.
Yeah,
because
I hate fixing
stumble.
That shit.
Well, like, I'm like, it's not my fault. I was just going through the stumble and that happened. And so that happens a lot. So I figure... Maybe this computer can't handle it or something, but when I put on the
know.
Bio, like, it's just fine. Like, I don't know why it's always on this
it's
computer.
Cool. Just send us stuff anyway, because by the time, honestly, you stumble so much shit to us, burger,
yes.
by the time we go through it, it's all old news anyway. So if there's something really good, just email it. I appreciate that. But, yeah, Jay McCarthy is back in Time Magazine this week. What, perhaps you're asking? Of course, to warn more parents about vaccines and blaming medicine for giving her son autism,
even though
there's no scientific evidence of any kind to support those statements and mountains of data proving she is 100% wrong and an idiot.
Even though that dude who started the whole vaccines give people autism thing,
right?
Like,
hey,
took back his fucking shit.
Do you guys remember when his research got retracted?
Right.
He
Didn't
was
he get
wrong.
Sued like big time.
He was wrong. And after that, we said too, right? We were like, I guarantee it. Even though. This Dr. Wakefield is completely full of shit.
And he admits
still,
it now.
Yeah, there will still be people that are like, your medicine and vaccines gave my baby autism. No, bitch, your genes gave that baby autism. Oh, my Christ. During her appearance on Oprah in 07, she launched a typical fusillade. I don't even know what that word is. F-U-S-I-L-L-A-D-E. I need to learn. What number does it have to be for people to just start listening to what the mothers of children who have autism have been saying for years? I told my pediatrician something happened after he was vaccinated. Boom! The soul was gone from his eyes.
What?
And when you give birth to indigo children, that's a hard thing to do. To get their soul gone? They are pure soul, brother. Come on. Later, when Oprah read a comment from the CDC stating that the vast majority of the science to date did not support her assertion, she replies, quote, "My science is Evan. He's at home. That's my science." No, Jenny, that's your child. This is science, you fucking idiot. Oh, my Christ.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's not
And then this guy goes on to say, actually, that's the exact opposite of science. It's just something that happened. It would be like if a goat was choking on a gold coin, and then Jenny wrote a book claiming gold coins come from goats.
That's so true, yes, dude. They
do. And if you unwrap your gold coins, there's chocolate inside.
Oh my God, dude.
What an idiot.
She's so stupid. I can't believe that. Even after that guy retracted his fucking, his shit.
If a dog barks and later it rains, the dog didn't make it rain by barking.
Yes, he did. That's science. That is science, God. Matt. I don't think you understand.
The first comment here says, "Who cares? She's gorgeous, so it's acceptable."
What? That's not acceptable by any means at all.
Not my kid.
Keep
your
mouth shut, for fuck's sakes. Then it could be acceptable.
Maybe your kid has subluxated. Maybe he has subluxated vertebrae. You don't know.
Can they cure autism?
Probably.
You should ask.
And just if anyone is still. Oh, yes, caller. You're live on the jam hole. Holla.
It's Red Fox.
Oh, what up, G?
Did you hear the breaking news?
What's breaking news? That I got fired?
No, quote, Jenny McCarthy discovers her son doesn't have autism.
What? No, that's awesome, though. Thank you.
Skeptics Guide, I'm sure we'll talk about this tomorrow. Do you want me to read you something here?
Oh, please. By all means. Absolutely. Is this for real, or I thought you were just fucking around?
No. I can link you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Email the link, but yeah, talk about it. Do it up.
Basically, she says that her son has something called Landau-Kleffner syndrome, which is a rare child. Yeah. It's a
that
rare
he,
child
hold on.
Or neurological disorder.
He got it.
He got it
from Xenu.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
It has symptoms similar to autism, but they get better once the kid grows up or whatever.
Oh, of course. That's convenient.
And so, she says, this is the new article, and Time Magazine has stuff about this.
That's so crazy, dude. I can't... How is she still alive? If she was ugly, I guarantee she wouldn't be alive right now. I guarantee it.
The picture in this article of her is her in a bikini getting sprayed with water.
Nice. Nice. God. Hey, thanks, Mom.
That's awesome. You know, I guarantee when this kid turns 20, she's going to be like, I thought it was supposed to get better. I don't understand.
I'm still retarded. That's because, honey, your mom didn't raise you.
Right.
She says, quote, Evan couldn't talk, now he talks. Evan couldn't make eye contact, now he makes eye contact.
Hey, Red
it's
Fox.
Amazing to watch. Yeah?
That's called growing up.
Yeah.
Now he's walking. He didn't walk before, and all of a sudden he's walking. Oh, my God. We thought he was going to be retarded forever, but now he's okay. It's a miracle.
This is the best part of the article. Now Jenny isn't so sure about the whole vaccinations are bad deal. Thanks to some better research rather than getting rid of them altogether.
Interesting, because for those of you keeping track at home, on JennyMcCarthyBodyCount.com, the number of preventable illnesses she has caused up to February 13th, 2010 is now 54,328, and the number of preventable deaths, 497. Congratulations, Mrs. McCarthy, Carrie, whatever the fuck, Indigo Mom. Yay.
Oh, my God.
I have one more quote for you.
Oh, absolutely. Please, please.
The author interjects his own wisdom and says, well, I'm glad her son's doing better, but let's face it, Jenny McCarthy as a public health advocate has about as much credibility as Nicole Richie advocating clean coal technology.
Oh! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, snap! God. She just got served! Oh, you're you're killing me.
Oh, God. Thanks a bunch for that, Red Fox. That was awesome.
All right, man. Thank you.
The thing about this is she's, like, finally turning it around and, like, you know, we trying don't have to worry about her anymore.
She's trying to save face.
She's trying to salvage some of her credibility.
Honestly, the damage has been done, dude. The people that she convinced, she's not going to be able to reconvince them. They are always going to think that.
Or they're dead.
Or die, yeah, from measles.
Right.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Red Fox.
Have a good show.
Holla back.
Thanks.
Fantastic, Red Fox, everyone.
Dude.
That's so
on
funny.
On the fly update,
that's
man.
So funny. What an
that
idiot.
Is so great.
She should not be allowed. Someone should take those kids away. I'm just saying.
Just her mouth shut and let her just be.
All right. Well, this week, it seems like. I mean, we're ending off the week here with the Friday show, but this has been just an epic fail week. I
has
gotta
it?
Say, for me personally, because of getting sick and then this whole subluxation debauchery.
Abortion protesters are still out there. The Liberty Tax guys are still dancing on the
corners. Oh, God. And now this. You guys probably heard of this if you keep up with any kind of real news, not just, you know, babies getting killed and put in freezers, the kind of
That's
shit we talk about.
That's the only kind of news I need, baby.
Yesterday evening, the U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly, excuse me, to renew three expiring provisions of the USA Patriot Act after the Senate abandoned the Patriot reform effort and approved the extension by a voice vote on Wednesday night. And that is no good. If you know anything, you know the Patriot Act, that is no good. That is illegal wiretapping made legal.
Yeah.
That is, we can subpoena ISP document, anything, basically, is a free-for-all. But not all for free. So, disappointingly, the government's dangerously broad authority to conduct roving wiretaps of unspecified or, quote, John Doe targets to secretly wiretap of persons without any connection to terrorists or spies under the so-called lone wolf provision. That doesn't even sound good. And to secretly access a wide range of private business records without warrants under Patriot Section 215 were all renewed without any new checks and balances to prevent abuse. Did we didn't learn the first time?
I guess
no?
not.
Okay.
No?
Okay. Maybe we'll learn after this. Despite months of vigorous debate when Patriot renewal bills providing for greater oversight and accountability were approved by the judiciary committees of both the House and the Senate, Democratic leaders' push for reform fizzled in the face of staunch Republican opposition, buoyed by recent hot-button events such as the attempted bombing of an airliner on Christmas Day and the shooting at Fort Hood. Right, because, so, check this out. You had the Patriot Act in full effect, y'all, and that shit still happened. So, you're idiots, God.
Oh, God.
It's fine, spy on us. And I agree, if you're not doing anything illegal, then what do you have to worry about? It's the fucking
it's
principle
the
of the thing. We live in a free country, this should not happen.
Right.
And like, we put our lives out there, so I really don't give a shit. But that's fucked up, dude, that's really fucked up. The renewed Patriot provisions were originally set to expire December 31st, 2009, but Congress ran out of time last year and temporarily extended them until February 28th, this coming Sunday. The new extension is expected to be signed by the president before then. The one silver lining, despite a push by Republican leaders for a four-year extension, the renewed provisions are now set to expire in 1 year. So although this battle's been lost, the effort to roll back Patriot's worst excesses is far from over. Thank you to everyone who took action to support Patriot reform this past year. We hope that you'll continue to fight with us next year, blah, blah, blah. So I'll link to that in the show notes, but that's fucked up. And then, I almost need a bong hit for this. On top of that, did you guys fucking hear what the fuck is going on in Utah? This is out of fucking control. This is what happens when you let a state be run by fucking religion. A bill passed by the Utah House and Senate this week and waiting for the governor's signature will make it a crime for a woman to have a blank. What do you think?
Baby.
Negative.
Damn.
A miscarriage.
That would be okay. What?
It is a crime, or it will be. If you are a woman in Utah and you have a miscarriage and make induced abortion a crime in some instances.
Wait, so if they have a legitimate miscarriage.
Crime, going to jail, murder.
But that's not their fault.
You murdered a baby. Crime, jail.
So is abortion illegal there too?
It's going to fucking pretty soon be. Fuck, dude.
I know where I'm not ever going to fucking go.
Amesby says, no, I ignore Utah.
That's stupid, dude. How can you make that illegal when
Mormons,
you can't control that? I mean, your body sometimes cannot deal with the stress of pregnancy and aborts itself.
Chester says, it's because they're all Mormon. Yep. Amesby says, that's a medical issue. You can't control it.
Exactly.
Hey, you better fucking figure out how.
I mean, if you...
Hey,
if a woman
sometimes
gets,
you fall down some stairs.
No, I mean, if a woman gets pregnant and she's under entirely too much stress, her body will then say, okay, we are not in a stable situation to have a child. I'm going to go ahead and wipe the slate clean. And it fucking miscarries. Okay, that's nature's fucking natural selection right there. It's going, okay, we can't do this right now. There's no way in hell that she can control that.
Fucked up, isn't it?
It is fucked up.
It's way fucked up, isn't it?
Way fucked up. No, it's that's
all right.
Stupid.
According to Lynn M. Paltrow, executive director of National Advocates for Pregnant Women, what makes Utah's proposed law unique is that it is specifically designed to be punitive toward pregnant women, not those who might assist or cause an illegal abortion or unintended miscarriage. So if you push a chick down the stairs, she in turn has a miscarriage. It's her fault, not yours. Which, hey, I'm all about that. Whoa. Whatever, right? WVs. But that's fucked up. The bill passed by legislators amends Utah's criminal statute to allow the state to charge a woman with criminal homicide for inducing a miscarriage or obtaining an illegal abortion. The basis for the law was a recent case in which a 17-year-old girl who was 7 months pregnant paid a man $150 to beat her in an attempt to cause a miscarriage. I believe we did that story. I remember that.
I don't know.
I heard it on DV or somewhere.
7 months pregnant?
We did that story. I'm pretty sure we fucking did that story, man. She paid some dude, and I remember, because I don't think it was her boyfriend. It was some other dude, and he, like, fucking punched her a bunch of times. Although the girl gave birth to a baby later given up for adoption, she was initially charged with wrecking her vagina and attempted murder of her vagina. No. However, the charges were dropped because at the time, under Utah state law, a woman could not be prosecuted for attempting to arrange an abortion, lawful or unlawful.
Whoa.
So how about we just make it a law? Don't punch bitches in the stomach if they're pregnant.
So yeah, Nicole has a good point. She says, so does that mean the Plan B pill won't be available there? I mean, if Plan B, I mean, you have sex, you fuck up, and the next day you go to the fucking pharmacy and you're like, hey, I fucked up.
So hold on.
Get the Plan B pill.
What was Plan A?
Condom that broke or pulling out or whatever.
Pulling out, awesome.
You know, whatever. But
yeah,
like,
yeah, no, I get what
B,
you're saying.
And if you can't do that, I mean, it doesn't make you miscarry, but it fucking kills the egg and shit.
It
comes out
should.
With your period.
Maybe it fucking should.
No, it does. It does. Basically, I mean, it kills.
I know.
Everything in there.
Fucked up though, like Utah, and this just goes to show you, like that one study said. The more religious a place is, generally, the less intelligent they are.
I can't believe that, though. I mean, they've got to know that miscarriage is an uncontrollable thing.
Oh, Beer Bear. He says Plan A equals swallow. Thank you for that. Good point.
Yeah, right.
This criminalizes all... the bill, it doesn't affect legally obtained abortions. It criminalizes any actions taken by a woman to induce a miscarriage or abortion outside of a doctor's care, with penalties including, but not limited to, life in prison.
That is so stupid. You know, you're not going to have any women in Utah.
That's fine. All the Mormons are gay. I'm kidding. That was a joke. See, it's satire. Come on.
I mean, seriously, like, anyone
seriously,
that has a brain in their skull is going to fucking move from Utah, because that is fucked.
Then move, yeah. Utah population, 1.38. That's fucked.
That's
dude.
Stupid. That's horrible, man. Quote, that's really fucked up.
What is really radical and different about this statute is that all of the other states' feticide laws are directed to third-party attackers, Paltrow explained. Other states' feticide laws were passed in a response to a pregnant woman who has been beaten up by a husband or boyfriend. Now, I have a question, though.
What?
What if it's a doctor that punches her in the stomach and induces miscarriage? It says outside of a doctor's care. So what if it's a doctor that pushes you down the stairs?
So
is that cool?
What if also, what if a fucking, the guy doesn't know that she's pregnant, comes home, finds out that she is pregnant, and then beats her to miscarry? Does that, is she still going to go and get charged for that?
That's what it sounds like.
But, you know, that wasn't her fault. That was the dude. She's like, oh my God, he found out.
Doesn't matter,
pregnant,
I don't think.
Beat me in my
That's
stomach.
What it's saying here. What's radical and different about this one is that it's not focused on the third party. It's focused on the woman. And that's
Fear
fucked
Bear
up.
Fear Bear says, what if subluxation causes the miscarriage?
Then they both go to jail.
Oh, okay.
For life.
Okay.
Good one, Bear Bear. Good one.
Oh, man, dude. That's
so, in addition to criminalizing an intentional attempt to induce a miscarriage or abortion, the bill also creates a standard that can make women legally responsible for miscarriages caused by reckless behavior. Using
what?
The legal standard of reckless behavior, all a district attorney needs to show is that a woman behaved in a manner that is thought to cause miscarriage, even if she didn't intend to lose the pregnancy. Drink too much alcohol and have a miscarriage? Under the new law, such actions could be cause for prosecution. Quote,
oh my God.
This creates a law that makes any pregnant woman who has a miscarriage potentially criminally liable for murder, says the executive director of Planned Parenthood Action Fund
it's
in Utah.
It's not a baby! It's not a human! It's not a person! It's
hey,
nothing!
Hey, if it's not a baby, you're not pregnant.
That's when you have the miscarriage. Okay?
That's gross. It's a fucking bloody skid mark.
It's a fucking...
Come on.
...thing. It's a nasty, disgusting organism that's... It's a parasite at that point.
Beer Bear says, the screwed up word there is thought to cause a miscarriage, not shown to cause a miscarriage.
It's a parasite at that point, okay? It's
kinda.
Not even anything, dude. It's a
it's
fucking
cells.
Tadpole.
It's multiplying cells. It is
so,
not self-conscious.
So it's a jellyfish. I stomp on them, okay? It's not a big deal. Dude,
How freaky would that be if you were giving birth and all of a sudden these tentacles came out and stung the doctor? He's like, ah, fuck. And the nurse is like, ah, you got to pee on it. And she's like peeing on his hand and you're like
you are
having
so
birth.
Weird.
That's
that
a dream I had
so
the other day.
Wow.
All right.
No, like in Florida with a cast net, I catch like little, their jellyfish are like a football shape and they don't sting you. But they're multicellular organisms that I fucking smash. Because,
that's right.
I mean, they're worth nothing. They don't do anything. They
the thing is though, and I know you're being smart, but the thing is, the jellyfish don't eventually turn into people.
So
then again, neither do miscarriages.
Right.
Come on, woo!
You know what? A miscarriage is if you're religious or if you
a
are
a miscarriage is God saying not yet, honey.
Yeah, no, seriously, that's how they should fucking look at it. Is you know what? If it's not that person's time, it's not that person's time. Right?
That's how it goes.
That's supposed to be, that's the explanation for it, right? I mean, a miscarriage is our body's way of controlling our population.
Yep. I weep. I cry a tear for Utah every night I go to bed.
Dude, I swear
I
to
pray
God,
for
if
you,
someone makes
I pray for
abortions
the show
illegal, that's it. I'm just going to go and have a hysterectomy because that is the
Done.
Most ridiculous thing ever.
Can we make a documentary about that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. That's so ridiculous. I mean, why? How?
So check this out.
They can't do that. It's a woman's right to do what the fuck she wants with her body.
The director.
At that point, that's part of her body.
Yes. This lady, Missy Bird, the lady from Planned Parenthood Action Fund of Utah, says there are no exemptions in the bill for victims of domestic violence or for those who are substance abusers. The standard is so broad, she says, quote, there's nothing in the bill to exempt a woman for not wearing her seatbelt who got into a car accident.
What?
That's right. There's nothing in the bill if she wasn't wearing her seatbelt and she got into a car accident and had the miscarriage. There's nothing in the bill to exempt her from that. She's going to fucking be prosecuted. And that's, of course, that's an
wow.
extreme situation, but you have to consider extremes of both sides when you're making these retarded fucking laws. Come on, dude.
Oh my God.
So I mean, there's more to this. I'm kind of done with it, but it goes on and on talking about different scenarios, drug use, that kind of shit. So
you'd sue me for like popping a zit? I expelled something from my body.
No, because the zit isn't going to become a baby.
Yeah, well, neither is the baby, because it won't happen.
I already made that joke. Thank you. Moving on.
So
let's talk about a 15-year jail term for a 19-year-old gentleman.
Okay.
Anthony...
For murdering babies. Tell me murdering babies.
No. Anthony Stank. He's 19. Or Stankle. S-T-A-N-C-L. Stancil? I don't know. Stancil.
Oh my God.
Anthony Stancil, 19, of Wisconsin, was accused of tricking more than 30 male classmates into sending him photos of themselves.
Naked.
We got a regular fucking newsie over here. He's collecting dicks.
So why is he in trouble?
He then used the photos as blackmail.
Nice.
Threatening to post them online unless the students had blank with him.
Sex.
Absolutely. Full sex.
What's nice.
What's wrong with my bell?
I'd be like, dude, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
I think my bell has a cold, too. It's a weird tone. He forced at least 7 of them into some sort of sexual activity with him in encounters that he documented with a mobile phone. Up to 300. We are Spartans! Oh!
Oh!
Up to 300 photographs of underage males, some as young as 15, were found on his computer. He had pleaded to 2 charges, including the repeated sexual assault of a child. 15's not a child.
No.
When you're 19, though, you should probably
steer away from them.
Well, I'm saying maybe don't blackmail them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Aren't you a little young for blackmail? I mean, sorry, African-American male?
I'm going to put a picture of your penis up on MySpace.
If you don't blow me right now.
I'd be like, yeah, just go ahead and put it on there.
Nolly's Undead says, evil, genius, pedo bear, gay, madman. Thank you. So the investigation began after a 16-year-old boy told authorities he was being blackmailed into sex acts with the kid. The boy, then 15, had exchanged explicit pictures of himself online with Kayla, who later threatened to spread his picture throughout the school unless he agreed to fuck this dude. So they thought he was a chick. Oh, you got suckered.
That sucks.
That's a fucked up thing to do, sir. That's
a gay.
Fucked up thing to do.
It's not nice.
Hey, baby. Oh, what's up? You got any pics?
Come on in. I'm just putting on my bikini.
Now get on your knees and blow me.
Ah! What?
I thought you were a chick. Fuck this.
Promise not to hurt me or give me herpes.
I know. That's fucked up, dude. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
You're a senior. Come on. You know better than that.
That's fucked, dude.
Police identified 31 victims, each of whom exchanged 31 dumb motherfuckers who thought this dude...
Dude, just let him put your dick on the internet. 31... There's a billion more.
Desperate virgins who have never seen a titty before that are fucking victims now. They all gave him nude photographs or videos with someone, of course, they thought was a female. More than half said the... It'd be funny if a few of them were like... No, I'm into dudes. Damn it! Foiled again. Ah, my nose! Ugh, I hate being sick.
Duck says
so bad.
We've done this story before, but I don't think we have.
Nope.
Not really this one.
I know what you're talking about, though, and that was a long time ago. This just happened a little bit ago. So.
Anyway.
Thanks, though, Doug. Thanks, though. Big Mouse better not have done this story. I will beat his ass.
If they even had a show.
I always go, oh yeah, when they do shows. I always know that we did like good news stories when I hear all of them on Big Mouth that following Sunday. I sent him a voicemail and I thanked him for reiterating our news stories.
It's like, thank you.
I get them first. Check the dates, motherfucker, of when this shit was recorded. I get them first. This shit came out. This shit was published 1 hour ago. So suck on those nuts.
Oh, my God, dude.
Anyway, so yeah, that's a fucked up thing to do, man.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Moving on. Zimbabwe's latest anti-HIV weapon. What would you say it is?
Cutting off the penis.
Close! Wow, I'm impressed. Circumcision.
Cool.
What? Yes.
That was really close.
In the third world superpower that is Zimbabwe, they are using circumcision to combat HIV.
But that doesn't do anything.
Quote, it's numb, man. I can't feel a thing.
What?
He says. Oh, it God. Reduces the risk of transmitting HIV, so whatever's needed for me to be safe, I've got to do it. But I intend to remain faithful to my wife. I promise, wife, no raping. I ain't gonna do no raping, little bumbaclat laramase. No raping.
But circumcising your dick doesn't help you.
No fucking shit.
To not get HIV.
Someone should tell Zimbabwe that. Fucking retards. Oh, man.
I mean, what do they think? That HIV hides underneath yes, your foreskin?
Yes, well, that's actually what that is. Everything, the shit you've all known as from under cheese is actually HIV. Okay. Lovemore, this guy that I just read the quote from, he is one of about 3,000 men who have been circumcised since Zimbabwe's government launched a program in mid-09. In the next 8 years, the government aims to carry out the operation on 80% of all young men in the country, which is a grand total of about 3 million people.
Oh my God, dude.
Hey, man! That's a mid-dick! Lot of mouse, eh?
Oh my God,
if
dude.
I was a Jamaican, why would I talk with such a silly accent, man? Little bumbaclat.
Oh my God.
I love that part. It was like the best part of that whole movie. Lot of mouse.
A lot of mouse.
A lot of mouse. Oh man, I'm gonna go to Zimbabwe.
Oh my little bumbaclat boy. Oh. A lot of mouse.
Oh, come on out here, my little dundana. A lot of mouse.
My dumb bitch is at work.
My little dundana. Oh God. Circumcision is not widely practiced among Zimbabwe's cultural and religious groups. Two things: circumcision and safe sex of any kind. Not widely practiced there.
Cobra 666 says priests in Africa tell Africans condoms cause AIDS.
No, Cobra, that was the Pope, actually.
Oh, okay.
Same thing. The century-old procedure, or centuries-old procedure, is now regarded as a key weapon in the country's fight against the spread of HIV and AIDS. You know what this is?
What?
At a UN meeting, some of the real superpowers got together and they're like, hey, hey Israel, come here, check this out. We told Zimbabwe, if you want to get rid of AIDS, you gotta circumcise them. Don't tell, no, shh, watch, shh. I cut his dick off. We told him circumcision was half the length of the full erect penis.
Oh my God.
That's fucked up. Google it, brah.
Yeah, like they have Google.
I'll write you a research paper. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Oh, man. Trials in Kenya, Uganda, South Africa have shown that the operation in which the foreskin is removed from the penis, if you didn't know, reduces by 60% the risk of a man contracting HIV, which is also known as the virus that formerly causes AIDS.
Wow.
Is dude. That true? Hold on. Are they onto something?
You've
cured
you AIDS.
Cut the dick off.
Do you have AIDS?
No.
Are you circumcised?
Fuck yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Causation does equal correlation.
You don't know.
You don't fucking know. All right, I thought you would be amused by that.
I'm very amused.
Moving on.
I don't want AIDS, so cut your dick off.
You ever been to Warren, Michigan?
No.
Me neither. A 2-year-old girl
dead.
Was critically injured after
close
being
enough.
Stabbed in the stomach
yes.
by her blade.
Mother, father,
no,
sister,
brother.
Got it.
You can't one at a time. Come
I don't
on.
Care. You didn't shun me before I spit it out.
The mother said she was in the kitchen with her 3 children around 8 p.m. Tuesday. When she left the room for a moment, she heard crying. When she returned, her daughter was bleeding. Hmm. Weird.
Was the brother
so,
older
hold on.
And very jealous that they brought a new child into the household?
No. By her leaving the room, her kids bleed. Every time she leaves a room, her kids start bleeding. That's a weird disease.
Wait, what?
Right. Because she left the room, her child bled. Causation equals... Come on. Keep
subluxation,
up.
Man.
Subluxation.
You don't know.
I'm going to use that in one of my raps, by the way.
That's science right there, dude.
Fucking A. Dropping mad science, son.
Can't leave the room. My kids start bleeding.
That's tested, scientifically tested evidence right there. She left the room, and the kid got stabbed. Weird. The mother drove the daughter to the hospital where she underwent surgery. The neighbor, who has four children of her own, neither here nor there, said she doesn't think the mother should be blamed. Quote, "You don't have eyes all over the place, you know."
How old was the boy?
Four.
The brother, four?
Five.
Five.
He was five. And he stabbed his two-year-old sister.
He's pissed, man.
Fucking A. I was watching that. Don't change the channel. You don't have eyes all over the place. You do the best you can when you have three babies like that. Lock your cabinets. Accidents are called accidents for a reason. If doing the best you can means your kid gets stabbed, maybe you bit off more than you can chew, you know?
Maybe.
Like, if you leave the room and one of your kids stabs the other, I think we have a deeper problem here.
I don't know. There's been a few
That's
times with me
retarded.
And my brother chasing each other. If my dad hadn't grabbed me, then I probably would have killed my brother.
Well, survival of the fittest. The first comment here, what? Sounds like we have another little Michael Myers. Was the boy wearing a clown suit?
Oh, man.
That's so funny. It's funny that, like, this is a real story, and, like, this is, we do stories about real fucked up shit happening. I'm trying to show you that it's a fucked up place, right?
Right.
But people on the internet can't help themselves, and they leave comments like that, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, it's very nice. Very, very nice.
Very nice. All right, moving on. Since everyone, this is for all you fags that were like, oh, hey, you've been watching the Olympics? You know how many gold medals we have? Does it fucking matter? Can you take those gold medals and turn them into, like, actual economic money? Then I don't give a shit.
Or they get, like, Wheaties deals.
Anyway,
and shit.
Well, that's true. But I know, it's sport. It's great. Whatever. I could give a fuck less.
I can't make a living
this
out
is kinda
of
funny,
doing
though.
Some of those sports and shit, dude. It's like,
yeah, I'm a professional.
After this,
right.
After I fucking grow old and can't do that anymore, I'm fucked. Thank you.
That's right.
You know?
Well, this is kind of cool. I thought this was pretty amusing. Rowdy curling crowds, spontaneous street parties, pubic drunkenness. That was a bad typo. Public drunkenness. You don't have to look far for evidence that the crowds at Winter Games in Vancouver know how to have a good time.
Yeah.
Wanky fucking wake. And as if any more proof is needed that a wild Olympic atmosphere permeates BC's largest city, now there's an apparent condom shortage.
What?
We're having a condom shortage in Vancouver, Canada because of the Olympics. Everyone is fucking. That's right. As you read this, an emergency shipment of condoms is desperately making its way across Canada to the West Coast city. Health officials in Vancouver have already provided 100,000 free condoms to the roughly 7,000 athletes at officials and officials at the games, which, by my math, comes out to about 14 rubbers per person. But as of Wednesday, those supplies start running dangerously low.
So Doug says, I still think you need to have a jam hole Olympics.
Jam hole Olympics?
And Chester agrees. But what would it consist of?
Me jerking off? I don't know. Jam holistics? We should have that. Jam holistics?
Yeah.
And then jam hole Olympics? And then jam hole...
But what would we do for all of them? Come on.
I don't know what else. We would jerk off and have sex and see how long it takes me to get you to suck my dick.
And fish.
And mountain bike. And fall. We could do it. Fall, dodgeball, kickball, mountain biking, fucking jerking. That's six. How many fucking sports are there?
Fishing.
We can make up bullshit like
tennis,
curling.
I can do that.
See how long it takes you to curl your hair with a curling iron.
I don't know. Do that.
That's retarded. You're retarded. We'll do it in Florida when we're there, live show in September. Okay?
What?
We'll have Jam Hole Olympics in Florida.
What?
Okay?
So
be there.
Eaten by a shark the fastest.
Doug says broad jump. Danny, jump on down. You're broad. That's funny.
It'll consist of, hey, take this piece of meat that's connected to a hook and swim out there.
All right. Well, I think that's funny that you guys are just fucking like rabbits. And it's the people in the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Should give out more condoms.
Bitches want some of that sperm, you know?
I guess. Bitches want some of that athletic fucking super sperm shit.
Uh-huh. And then they want to get on that fucking money wagon, dude. That's my baby.
Fuck yeah.
This is your baby. Don't you remember we fucked on the Olympics? Now you's rich, motherfucker. You got to give me some of your goddamn money.
Bitch, that ain't my baby. Bitch.
I ain't raising these chilling without your money.
All right, and the last story for tonight, a five-year-old was pretty much scalped by a Rottweiler.
Nice.
Reese Webb, who will never be able to grow hair on parts of his head, needed 87 stitches after the random attack, but the owner of the dog, called Rocky, escaped prosecution because the animal wasn't in his care at the time. Riss was playing with his two brothers in a communal garden in Rainham, Essex, when the Rottweiler charged around a corner, sank his teeth in the boy's head, and shook him from side to side.
Cool.
His father, who's 28, said the dog made a beeline for Riss, totally unprovoked. Quote, "It sunk his teeth into his head, and he tried to get up and run, but the dog got his head like a football." Because he looks like Stewie.
Small kid.
He was just ripping the skin back from his head. He was pretty much scalped. I ran down, launched myself at the dog, and punched it until it let go. That's pretty badass. A Rottweiler?
Badass.
Big dogs.
You just got to take a stick and shove it in its jaw and pry it open.
Yep. Or a fucking pair of hedge clippers and just fucking stab him. I don't know. I would freak the fuck out if I saw that happening. He was just...
I'd probably just watch.
Well, I'm saying if it was my kid. Like, if... I don't know. If it was someone else's, I don't know. I would probably do something.
What is up with you
know.
Lately? You've been relating a lot of things.
Well, I'm just saying.
If I had a child, if it
because
was my kid...
Because a lot of these stories involve kids, and I'm associating if it was me in that position, this is what
I would
do.
But I don't even associate myself with that. Why do you do that?
Because, I'm just saying, if that was my... If I was
Are
in that position...
Are you hinting towards something?
No. What?
You cut it out.
You're an idiot. I'm saying if that was me, that is what I would do.
It never will be. Okay?
I know that, and I'm glad of that. Never mind.
Thank you.
Anyway, I hate when you do that, by
the
way. What,
dude? You've been, like, relating to children.
Those are the stories we've been...
And when I relate to it, I'm like, yeah, I'd probably watch and be like, wow, that baby's...
Because you're a cold, heartless
off.
Bitch, that's
well,
why, okay?
What's wrong with you?
I care.
Why?
Sometimes. I don't know.
Okay, then. Why? I don't understand. Be as heartless and as cruel as I am to children.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. You gotta end on a high note, always. Do you see that? See how we did that?
End on a high note?
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Thank you. All right. Thank you guys so much for being with us, of course.
The King Louis.
Email us, info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's where all our shit's at. I hate you so bad sometimes. 406-204-4687. You can leave us a message. Subscribe on iTunes, of course. Thejamhole.com. /Twitter, and YouTube, and MySpace, and Facebook, and all that shit. Tumblrs and posters and YouTube
stuff.
And Facebook.
We have stuff.
And I hate you so much.
Stuff.
We have
stuff. Did you know that?
I need my dick sucked so
Cobra
bad right
says,
now.
Be more manly, Matt.
I'm going to
assert yourself.
I'm going to get my
you
dick
ballist
sucked
faggot.
Right after this show. And that will be my assertion.
We will see you all Monday.
Yes, we will.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.